on the one hand, you know, there's some concern that the government would be not only controlling access to information, which it obviously does now, but it also would be going to greater lengths than before to put a particular spin on information. And that obviously is a little disconcerting to people. But then there was another reaction, which is, you know, this is just brilliant. When you think about it from a political standpoint, what a fabulous idea. As the number of people who can be involved in news continues to shrink, they still need content, the more you can put out there that's prepackaged and just simply has to be posted, the better you're able to control the message. So in many respects, a brilliant move on the part of the administration.
Well, let's jump to the point that you just made and talk a little more about it. I mean, given the shrinking size of newsrooms, the state of the news media, does a state-run news outlet really change the game that much, in your opinion? I mean, ultimately, some reporters are going to dig deeper and some are going to take the press release.
In some respects, this is no different than what happens now. If you're unable to attend a press event right now, a press release will be emailed to you or brought over by a carrier pigeon or however they're delivered these days, and a number of outlets will simply run that almost verbatim, which is an interesting thing to see for those who are consuming the news. But at the same time, there's really nothing that's doing any analysis of that. Nobody's trying to dig a little bit deeper and find out what parts of this might be true or less true, or maybe misrepresent what's going on. That's really the job of journalists, and we as the public depend on that. So the less of that that's going on, the more problematic it really is in the long run. But at the same time, as there are fewer people, having stuff that is easily ready and can be plugged in is also at the same time good for us. So this is a mixed bag.
I mean, a lot of folks reacted pretty badly to this story that broke this week. Matthew Tully in the Indy Star actually called it just a propaganda outlet, plain and simple. Is this reaction warranted?
It is. Let's keep in mind that this is not just talking about somebody who's issuing press releases. Now it's attempting to shape the entire message. Not that the governor's office has not been doing this, but they're talking about doing it in a way that makes it even easier for news outlets to say, let's just consume this as it's come to us. And, you know, back when it was just a press release, or even now when it's a press release, there's still a little bit, there's a moment where whoever's deciding to put it out kind of looks at it and says, well, wait a minute, something here might not be right. You're less able to do that the moment it comes to you as video that's already, or audio that's already, or for that matter, something that's even formatted in the print version, you know, whatever software package you're using for publishing. So it is something to be concerned about. And of course, the use of the term state-run, that brings to mind a whole lot of bad images for us in the United States. And so for that reason alone, probably deserves a little extra scrutiny.
The Pence administration responded to the criticism today, and we're recording this on Tuesday, that the plan wasn't really for a state-run news agency, they said, but rather kind of a resource for the press and for the public. Does any government have a responsibility to keep citizens informed in this way, or is this something that's best left to the press?
The answer is yes. The government does have an obligation to get information out to us. That's part of what they do, and obviously they want to hear information from the public as well. And we've seen this typically, you know, you hear about people who are public information officers, or you hear about people who are press secretaries. Part of their job is to actually help craft a message and disseminate information. That's a very valuable function that government performs. And as we have moved, you know, in the last few decades into something that seeks input from the public, whether you want to call it community-oriented government or not, there's a need for the public to be able to communicate back to government. And that's something that can happen through an information office, if not through other places. So in some respects, and you know, the governor will be able to make this argument, whether people buy it or not, what he's really talking about doing is changing the structure of an office that exists. The function is still the same, but it's going to do it in a way that now is more easier. It's going to be a little easier for the media to interact with and for the public to interact with. The concern, of course, is that also means they're going to be shaping the message a little more than they had been before.
Does the fact that this is taxpayer funded add additional weight to it or change the game in any way.
Really, this is talk. What we're talking about here is the government spending more money on something on which they already spend money. There is a press secretary for the governor. There are people who write press releases for the government in every major department, somebody working for the Department of Transportation or Commerce, et cetera. They are all writing and communicating with the public through the various means that are available. The question really is, how much more are you going to be spending? And is that an expenditure that is justifiable? What's the benefit that we're going to get as a community or as a state in this case if you spend that extra money? And I think it might be difficult for them to make the case that we will be better off. If they're able to show that it's zero sum and that there is no net increase in expenditures, it'll be easier for them to say, no, this, you know, we're just restructuring, we're shuffling.
You mentioned earlier this is kind of a, in one way, a politically brilliant move. Are we seeing real backfire?
We are seeing that. And the backfire that we're seeing could kill this. The way this has been described, the way this has been characterized initially, is disconcerting enough to people in the media, as well as those who consume news, that the backlash could be enough to say, let's just not do it. Anytime you're talking about taking away the ability of the media to scrutinize and to help the public understand what government is doing, you are doing something that is very dangerous and is easy to challenge and, in many respects, easy to defeat.
It seems like this story frames the intersection of government and media and public opinion in kind of an interesting way, because on the one hand, you know, a lot of folks don't trust their government, or at least what the government says. But on the other hand, a lot of folks don't trust the media or don't like the media. Can you just talk a little bit about that intersection as it relates to this story?
The landscape of what I'll call information dissemination and, for that matter, consumption has changed dramatically in the last, let's say, couple decades. I mean, think about 20 years ago, how in the newsroom you got information. You weren't really receiving emails. You certainly weren't getting the sort of downloads and files sent to you that you can have sent to you today. You know, you walked over to a fax machine and pulled perhaps even thermal paper off a fax and said, all right, here's the information that we're looking for. And the people who were consuming information were more and more reliant on, at that time, the major evening news programs on television and on radio and print media. Now, people can pull their smartphone out and in literally seconds have visited several sources of information, some of which come from major news sources, whether that's a network news source, some coming from local news sources, some coming from, you know, seansnewsoutlet.com or something like that. It's amazing the information that's now available to us. It's a huge amount of information, and that's great. The problem is we now have to become better readers of that information. We have to be able to critically evaluate that information that is presented to us. That's maybe the place where we're having some real challenges, that people have not sort of stepped up their game and been critically evaluating what it is that's coming out. And that's kind of the major concern here about the, quote, state-run news outlet. How do we know they're giving us information that is not spun so perversely that we're going to not understand the fundamental issue that's at play here?
Based on what we know now, politically speaking, is this a net plus or a net minus for the Pence administration?
I think at this moment it's a minus, you know, in part because you'll be hard-pressed to find media outlets that will say anything good about this. Now, this does not mean that the governor couldn't say, we're scrapping that plan, and then in a month saying, here's the new structure of information dissemination and access for state government. As long as it doesn't have the same name, as long as it doesn't look the same, while there will be plenty of media folks who say, isn't this just a retread of what we all agreed was not a good idea, they won't focus on that quite as much. Instead, it will be time to actually evaluate the way the information is coming out. And maybe that will be viewed as acceptable or more acceptable than this current incarnation.
Andy Downs from the Mike Downs Center for Indiana Politics at IPFW. Thanks very much for making time for us today. We appreciate it.
It's my pleasure. Thanks for having me.